Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Geez, and not only that, but geez. Hey, what bothers me is, like, now you're down on Embiid.
The best freaking pickle I ever had in my life from that
place. Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly.
Good stuff. Yeah. Awesome chips. Awesome everything. Awesome owner. Great place to be. Had fun.
Awesome. Great
place.
That would
be a Boris Becker, though. Holy crap.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. How do these guys make so much money and blow it? Can you imagine having $50 million and losing all of it?
Well, that actually, if we go back to the corner office, we could find out.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells found.
I hate the show.
Hey, I had them people figure it out right. They could have got tickets. They wanted them cheaper. No,
gotcha.
That's not happening here. Karen hasn't heard from him since, so.
Okay. No problem.
I totally read it the wrong way, and then I go on, I'm thinking, my God, that game's not for 7 months. It's sold out.
Right.
And no, it's not sold out.
No.
I mean, you see the ticket prices for Ohio State game? Oh, my God.
To be honest with you, I'm in a spot where I don't check that out.
Well, I know. Well, you should, because it's alarming. The $100 seat for the Minnesota game is $350 for the Ohio State game.
Boo.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a steep increase. That's I don't know how you define price gouging, but.
Yeah, wow.
Kind of there, you know. I mean, that's like, come on, man. It's a freaking football game. They're not.
Yeah.
They're making a lot of money on those games, man. A lot of money. So.
And Matt's willing to pay that for a Sixers playoff game.
Would you? I paid $185 a ticket to see the Rolling Stones. That was worth it. So who am I to judge? You know,
Matt, what would you pay money for?
I usually don't. The most I've actually ever paid for a game was $250. I paid for an Eagles game. I forget what game it was, though. But nowadays...
Jacksonville?
No, actually. No. But nowadays, with kids and stuff, I try not to go north of like $150.
You are going to be bringing those kids... You're going to bring him to an Eagles game at some point when they get older.
Yeah.
You're going to take him to Yankee Stadium when they get older. Right. Now, it won't be in the seats behind home plate. But
no.
You'll take them.
I'll need to work a long time to get those seats.
Tell them about when Dad took you to Yankee Stadium and the strike.
Oh, my God. The cab broke down, right? And that, to start it off, my mother did not want us to go. She was so mad at me. I was selfish. I was this. But I wanted to see the Yankees play. And my father, God bless him, he said, okay. And he was running this stupid business, and he really didn't have time. So we take the train down there, and then we get in the cab, and we're really running late. And... the cab breaks down.
Oh, no.
So then another cab picks us up, and we tell the guy, and he's driving down these alleys to get them. He gets us there, and it's an Oakland A's. Joe Rudy was the left fielder. Yeah. Oakland A's, Yankees, the old Yankee Stadium, and I'm in my glory, and it's a doubleheader. So my father says, okay, you hungry? Because we were starving. He goes up to get, like, hot dogs and stuff, and I'm sitting there, and he doesn't come back for, like, an hour. Now I'm like, oh, my God, Dad's dead. So he comes back with nothing, right? He said, you know how Daddy huffs and puffs?
Yeah. So
he goes, they went on strike. The concession people
went on strike
while we were at the game.
Wow.
Like,
that's the first time I've heard that one.
It's just anything that could go wrong went wrong, but it was special. We had a good time.
But that's a good opening day story right there.
But Kevin was also at the night when Ron Guidry struck out 18.
Yes,
you were at
he struck out 20. Wasn't it 20? California Angels.
They,
we were right
they
behind
struck
the.
Out, they,
was it
struck
18
out 18.
Or 20? I don't know. It was a lot.
It was 18,
struck out everybody.
It's 18 because the record's 20, and it was not the
record.
Okay. It was a Yankee
record.
So it was
18. We were right behind first base.
How about that? All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
My college buddies. Yeah. Guidry, he was great. Loved him. That's when it was fun to watch, boy. And the Yankees,
and
Reggie Jackson, Billy Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Billy Martin was priceless. Remember when him and Reggie got the fight? And the fans used to throw. Well, we're talking about money before it came on. Reggie Jackson signed the $1 million contract. That was a big deal back then. $1 million. So he had his own candy bar, and he'd stand out in right field, and people would be throwing the little Reggie bars at him out in the field, or they'd throw quarters at him. So then Billy pulled him out of that game because he missed a fly ball. And they got in a fight in the dugout. Billy wanted to kill him, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the good old days. Steinbrenner would fire Billy, then hire him back, then fire him, and then hire him back, and fire him again. And
crazy.
It was fun.
Crazy.
The Yankees and Red Sox are getting fights all the time. And
God. Munson and Fisk got into a fight one night. It was like,
classic.
Brutal.
Munson and Fisk. Who was better, you know? And it kind of got rebuilt again with Nomar and Jeter, but
my generation, of course, is A-Rod and Don Zimmer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Pedro Martinez throwing Don Zimmer down in the 04.
Yeah, throwing Don Zimmer down. Sorry, that's a bad look. I mean, you know, Don Zimmer's like 80 years old, and he's throwing the 80-year-old guy down. Like, come on.
It would have to be Martinez, and he was so funny. He's like, oh, wow, man, are you all right? Zimmer's tumbling along the crowd.
All right. I mean, because Munson and Fisk, it was interesting because Fisk was more of a finesse guy and Munson was tough as nails.
Oh, my God.
Nomar and Jeter. Jeter was the better all-around player, without question.
Well, remember that night the Yankees were playing the Red Sox and Nomar was out of the game sitting in the dugout pouting and Jeter's diving over the left field wall, catching a foul ball, lands on his head, bleeding, catches the ball, and then the camera goes to Nomar just sitting by himself in the dugout. That was the end of basically the end of his career. So.
Right, and then, and the other part, too, is we spent so much time watching games. Nomar's a big reason why. He just adjusts his batting gloves all the time. It's like, just get in the box, will you?
Well, the guy he could field, but there was something
he's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a player. There's no getting around it. But it's like, come on, just get in the box. I don't need – but, I mean, if you don't know how to put on batting gloves, you're not that smart.
Yeah, well, he was – hitchy and quirky and
doing his you know what? All these guys are convinced they have to do their routine before they do anything. Like guys that go to the free throw line, they got to do their routine. Here, catch the ball, shoot it. Okay.
They freak themselves out, you know.
Yeah, yesterday was practice. You know, it's what's the difference? All right. Okay, we'll take a break. Tomorrow's headlines. Mats will be mostly bitter. But we'll come back with those in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. All right, headlines. What will the headlines from the weekend look like?
Well, first of all, let's see. Gleyber Torres just pinched hit, and the Yankees have now tied the game at 5 on a sac fly in the 10th. Okay.
Yeah, but you got to remember. I mean, the Red Sox got the lead in the 10th inning.
Correct. Because of the stupid runner on second.
The runner on second thing. The Yankees tied it up because of the runner on second thing. It's just
it's stupid.
In the minor leagues, I was all for that because there's no need to lengthen a minor league game. But this is Major League Baseball. You got to get back to playing the game.
We changed everything else. We got the DH. We got nine-inning doubleheaders back, but we still have stinking runner on second base in the 10th. It's stupid.
I don't get that. I don't get it.
All right, well, anyway, what I actually was going to leave off with was how many more updates will I get on Tiger from my ESPN app this whole weekend? My over-under is at 10.
I think 15.
I think you may be right.
How many times will Jim Nance mention Tiger's name throughout the weekend?
Good one as well. And then I'm officially
194.
Calling. And I'm officially calling Tiger's injury updates the boo boo report. How many boo boo reports am I going to get on Tiger as well this weekend? I have that over under also at 5. So I give you a twofer right there.
Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. Let's see. Whatever.
And we'll see any more times I vomit during the weekend too. Okay, I've had it. Okay, that's enough. Steve, what do you got?
The over and under on how many times Matt is bitter over the weekend. I say 40.
King, what do you got?
Well, a little still staying with golf. Will Phil Mickelson ever play in the PGA again?
He is the defending champion.
Yeah, but he's got a huge controversy going on.
I would guess that he will come back and he will play in the PGA and might play in one tournament before it.
I read it, and I don't understand. I don't know what the Saudi league is. I have no idea. He's got the rest of the players very angry at him. And
slowly but surely, they're coming back to him. Like Gary Player made a great point at a press conference yesterday. He said, look, we all make mistakes. He said, this one is not good for our business, but it's not a fatal mistake either. He said, people have got to forgive him at some point. So
I agree. I think he'll be back before the major, too.
Oh, he's fun. I followed him around the Greater Hartford Open. I mean, he's just fun to be around. You can tell he's just a good guy. I hate the fact that he won't be in Hartford this year. Well,
yeah.
Too bad, you know, because he is a huge draw. And I mean, I think guys like him, they pay him to come because he draws so many fans. But whatever.
He was also inducted into my Hall of Stinkage earlier this week.
It's what?
I now have Steve has now made me the head of the Hall of Stinkage. For all the guys that I don't like are called dopes. And Phil Mickelson earned himself a bust in the Hall of Stinkage this week.
Well, Aaron Judge is on his way, so whatever.
How about that? I'm not ready to do that yet.
200 plus million, and he said no. And I was like,
213 and a half million. And he said no. It's like, God, you're not that good, dude. I mean, the Yankees haven't won a World Series with you. You know, you're hurt half the time.
But that's not where the contracts. I mean, I get it. I get it's a lot of money. It's annoying, but I think the Yankees came in a little low, to be honest with you.
But see, this is where with him, I've got. I have a. If we're looking at today's baseball, in today's baseball, they don't want players over the age of 33. Okay, well, in today's baseball, what are you offering a 30-year-old a long-term contract for?
Exactly.
Well, how about this, Matt? Who would you rather have, Evander Bogarts or Aaron Judge?
I'd probably stick with Judge
I'd rather have Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
But that's me. But I'll say this. Here's Judge's big problem. From 2018 to 2020, he played in only 63% of the Yankees' games.
Yeah, that's
63%.
Yeah, no,
Bogarts is asking for $120 million. You know, is Aaron Judge $90 million better than Bogarts?
Bogarts plays
every day. He's a team leader. He's a good field.
He's got two world championship rings, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, and he was a big part of all of it. And I'm like, come on, Aaron. You're not on that level. I don't at all. I don't because the Yankees haven't won nothing with you. So I want you to win me a World Series and then ask for that kind of money.
And Red Sox Yankees going to the 11th as IFK strikes out with two men on. 5-5. There we go. All right, my next one is going to stick with baseball, but I'm going to go with the beloved Pittsburgh Pirates. We had our buddy Chris Mack on.
They're going to win?
No. Are they going to score a run this weekend? Because they were shut out last night, 9-0.
This is how I termed it earlier
today. How many runs will Pittsburgh score this year? Can you imagine what a boot the butt that is?
92 for the year. I said today, they said the Pirates lost. I said, well, that's one down, 99 to go.
What's that stupid commercial with the when they're betting with the blah girl, Kings or whatever? I don't know if you have them there.
DraftKings.
If you bet a dollar on Pittsburgh, they'll score a run today, you could win $100.
That is excellent. We need to send that to DraftKings.
DraftKings, that's it. Yeah.
Unreal. It's, they've got a guy that potentially could be their power hitter. They sent him to Indianapolis. To do what? Eat at St. Elmo's? Dude, put him on the big team, will you? Come on.
Hey, I mean, that's actually not a bad ordeal right now. At least if he's going to lose and be on a losing franchise, at least he gets a good steak dinner every night. Bad, actually.
Yeah, but he's trying to do it on a minor leaguer's salary.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, how many people knew Sheffer was the number one player in the world?
Didn't know that till this weekend.
Nah, me neither. It's like, really? Well, no, he's still playing, huh?
Well, to be honest with you, he ascended the number one when he won last week. That's when it happened.
And it's still early.
He is one heck of a player, though.
Oh,
he
there's a really lot of good young players. You just don't know their names, you know. I mean, they're in the Masters. You're looking at the list, you're like, holy cow, I've never heard of half of these guys. But they had to earn their way there. You know, they're very good. I think CBS has a magnet in Tiger's ball and put steel cups out there.
Right now, there are CBS executives that found religion the last 24 hours.
Oh, absolutely. The ratings are up 35% if he plays. If he doesn't make the cut, forget about him.
I mean,
Jim Nance will be like trying to come up with holy stories for people and sob stories and, you know.
There will be people like that'll be rooting for Tiger, and then people like Matt that'll be hoping that it looks like the fugitive with the bus.
I'm more on Matt's side. I'm good.
There we go.
Golf's got to move on from Tiger.
Thank you.
I mean, hey, come on.
And Phil. Time to move on for both of them.
No offense,
in a major last year, Phil won. If you're still winning, you're relevant.
Well, it was fun when Phil won. It's fun to watch the older guys win, but my gosh, you got to move on. These young players are really good, but you have to accept where golf is. Tiger's not going to be around, you know, much longer, so... But it is amazing how the ratings go up with him.
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
Yeah,
because
35%.
Matt wants to see if Neiman's 8 feet from the hole. What a shot at 12. Wow.
Good, there
see,
we go.
There's one of the young guys right there. Oh, Tiger's left foot away. No, I'm just kidding. Hasn't hit yet.